Harper Audio presents The Bridgertons, Happily Ever After by Julia Quinn, performed by James Langton. The Duke and I. Midway through The Duke and I, Simon refuses to accept a bundle of letters written to him by his late estranged father. Daphne, anticipating that he might some day change his mind, takes the letters and hides them, but when she offers them to Simon at the end of the book, he decides not to open them. I hadn't originally intended for him to do this. I'd always figured there would be something great and important in those letters. But when Daphne held them out, it became clear to me that Simon didn't need to read his father's words. It finally didn't matter what the late Duke had thought of him. Readers wanted to know what was in the letters, but I must confess I did not. What interested me was what it would take to make Simon want to read them. The Duke and I, the second epilogue. Mathematics had never been Daphne Bassett's best subject, but she could certainly count to 30, and as 30 was the maximum number of days that usually elapsed between her monthly courses,